Hey, family, this is Tony from AARealTalkColumbus.com. Check out another one of our fan favorites.
And we're back. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to A&A Real Talk Columbus. We're back.
Yes.
Y'all, this is Drea.
Yeah, I ain't got to say my name. Y'all know who I am. Hey, look at you. How long has it been? It's only been a few weeks. You said we're back, like we've been gone somewhere for a while.
It's only felt been 2 forever, weeks. Though. I don't know. It feels like a long time. Well, I'm excited to be back.
Weekly routine of doing a podcast, and then you're like, okay, well, we're going to be off these 2 weeks, and then we'll come back. It does seem like it's been a while, but I am very excited to be back, as you say. So much, as always, right?
Lord, have mercy.
Every day is always something going on, whether it's personal, whether it's world-related. There's always something going on. I know you guys have been just as busy as we have, I'm sure. Hopefully, you guys are being blessed out there. Like I said before, a couple podcasts ago, it's a lot going on. Just be encouraged.
Yeah.
Stay encouraged. It's a lot of health issues with people going on. People having surgeries this year in 2021 like never before. So be encouraged. You have a family member that's out there that's going through some things, some health ailments, or you know, COVID-related issues, anything like that involving their health. Just pray for them. Be with them. And stay encouraged.
Absolutely. I agree.
I am pissed off about one thing, but
what?
Justice League.
Oh.
I started to watch that movie on HBO Max. Remember, keyword, I said started. Listen, people, that movie is 4 hours long. I ain't got that to do. I don't have that kind of time to watch a movie. I just can't. That's a half of a shift, right?
That is. You work part-time watching.
Yeah, you watch that movie twice. That's a full shift. I know you ain't seen it yet, but when I told you 4 hours, what did you think?
Well, I was like, dang, that's a long time. And you know, the thing about it is DC movies, they have a tendency to kind of drag on anyways.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not action-packed when you look at Marvel.
Right.
So it was a clear distinction between the two.
Right.
So I would probably have to watch an hour here, take a break. A day break.
You gotta watch it in shifts.
Right, because, I mean, I'm sure I probably end up falling asleep. It's going to be long. I highly doubt that it's going to be fully entertaining the full 4 hours. But that thing came up, like, okay, 4 hours. Like, ugh, that's a long time. And I'm thinking, like, because I know how you are with long movies. I'm like, hey, I don't you gonna no watch more. That? But then you told me how it was formatted.
Yes, it's formatted, meaning, like, for people who don't know what formatted mean, you have two versions. Well, actually, you have three, but two that specifically that either television use or movies use. Movies usually use a 16:9 format, which is like the standard TV size, right? This film was recorded in a 4:3 format at the director's preference.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. But so that basically means, like, you know, like the old school TV, like the box, like the 4:3. So they're not like expanded to the left and right. They're more just like a boxy type deal.
So you'll be looking at like the black spots.
You'll have sidebars, basically. Yeah. Your screen will look, the picture will look smaller.
Right. It'll
look more like a box instead of like a widescreen. So,
and when Tony told me that, I was like, heck no, I'm not watching that.
That kind of remind me of the old school stuff. And I got, you know, we have nice TVs just like everybody out there. Everybody got nice TVs. TV's not expensive. And you don't want to watch your nice TV and then it's not even filling the whole screen.
No, I need it to fill the whole screen. Fill the whole freaking screen.
How does
screen.
That work? And then, you know, they made the other ones full screen, 16:9.
Right.
Why would you, you know, but.
Yeah, as soon as he's talking about, I was like, preference. I pass.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And for all the DC fans, I mean, it may work for you. It just doesn't work for me. I have no problem with DC movies. I think DC movies are great. Do I like all of them? No. My favorite character on the DC side has to be Batman, for sure. But I do think they make great movies. Marvel, outstanding movies as well. Never had. I pretty much like all the Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only have a couple I like with DC. But DC does do good work. But that 4:3 just not going to work for me.
Nah. I feel you on that one. So some of the things we have been up to for the last few weeks, we have been doing tons of home improvement. And when I say we, I use the term we loosely, because as you all know, I'm recovering from surgery, my hysterectomy. So I'm still under my restriction period and I can't be lifting heavy stuff and doing all that stuff. I still have to be very careful and mindful because my body is still healing.
Yeah.
So when I say we, AKA that really means Tony, has been doing a lot of remodeling, home improvement. And I was teasing him yesterday. I said, people going to think we're putting our home on the market the way we're trying to spruce it up and everything. But we're not. We're here to stay.
Yeah, yeah, we love where we live. Now, the thing, too, is, you know, for couples and those that...
don't get trifling.
You know, when you're doing a home improvement project, right, and you got to work together as a team, you know, sometimes you get into it with each other. You know, sometimes, you know, words get said and tones get loud and people misunderstand what you said. And you're like, I haven't gotten it. And then the frustration builds. Yeah. You know, we just finished the other one yesterday.
Yeah.
But the first one that we did a few days ago, that took like all day, literally. I mean, it took like 9 hours to complete that project from start to finish. And that's like no breaks because I don't believe in breaking. I believe in go ahead and get everything done.
Yeah, let's get this crap over
with. Then
I'll eat
and drink after everything is done, because if I take a break, it's a wrap for me.
Yeah.
And that first major project that we did that took all day, you know, I think it's because we both were tired. You know, we were frustrated, you know, and then if you ain't got clear instructions, which is probably 99% of the problem, if you don't have clear instructions, then it causes people to get frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going back and forth. We're going back and forth. I mean, nothing like really like outlandish, nothing, but, you know, just we both were like are losing our patience.
Yeah.
And then you were trying to explain to me, okay, why don't you, okay, we thought we made a mistake, but what it was easy to fix. We just had to make a quick adjustment. And Drea's sitting there trying to tell me, all you gotta do is just do it this way, that way, that way, and it'll fix that adjustment. And I'm not getting it. I'm like, okay, well, I understand what you're saying. You're talking about turn the whole thing around. So I'm thinking what she's telling me is we got to redo basically the whole project, in other words. And I'm like, nah, that's not going to work because I'm already tired. We are, you know, already been out here for like 6-7 hours. And she basically was saying, just flip it. Do one thing and it'll fix that problem. And I did not get that because I was frustrated. And, you know, she was like, you know what? When I finally got it, she walked away and said, I'm going to give me some Gatorade. And sometimes you got to do that. Gatorade helps couples.
No, but let me remember,
you like,
let me
you know, I said, I got it. And you like, no, what?
No. What made me walk away is, you know, when somebody make that one comment, you like, I know the hell he didn't just go there. Because when you said, he's like, well, all you had to do was say this. This was simple.
And
I looked at him. I said, I'm about to go get me some Gatorade. And I started walking. He was like, well, hold on.
You ain't said that calm.
No, I didn't say that calm. But I was like, let me walk away from this joker before he get popped upside the head with a slap of wood.
Well, all the wood was up by then. So she
would have had
to get
poles.
Like a brick or something like that.
We had some poles and stuff. We got a whole lot of cement out there. So I could probably get a little piece and chuck it at your head.
Oh, Lord. And I wouldn't be here right now. See, she's violent, people. But have fun when you're doing projects. You know, make them fun if you can. Just pace yourself. Because you just don't know. I think 99% of the problem is clear instructions. I think when you buy a product and you get the instructions and they say easy to assemble, you better run. That doesn't mean nothing. They're lying to you. You know, it says easy to assemble. It only has 50 steps. You're like, okay, that's not too bad depending on the size of the project. You know, I think personally a law needs to be passed to where anytime a consumer buys a product, they have to have a video.
I agree.
Linked in to assembly video.
Because let me tell you, well with instructions that only has pictures, because you got like tons of screws.
No
and
words,
like,
just
here,
pictures.
Here and arrows.
Yeah, exactly.
I get confused.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then the angles, you'll sit there, they'll say, okay, just put this piece here, here, and here, and they have a picture of it.
Right.
And then you like, well, I got those pieces here, here, and here. It doesn't look like the picture.
Right. Mm-mm.
And then you get frustrated, you know, so.
Do video. You can have the pamphlet that comes with it, but do video instructions right along with it. It would go so much smoother.
Yeah. I mean, people ain't got time to be sitting there spending money on their products. And then you sitting there saying, okay, something that's supposed to take an hour and a half, one person, it takes five people 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's not going
to
work.
It makes me want to pack up that crap and send it right back. Be like, just forget it. I don't even want it.
We'll be all right. If it ain't like a puzzle where you snap all the pieces A, B, C, and D like that, right, we're not buying it.
No. It's a wrap. Mm-mm.
But that's how our weeks has been.
Yes.
So blessed to be back again. So we're going to pick up on the first part. This is part two of appreciation. Like we mentioned before on the first appreciation show, we didn't realize how much we did for each other.
Yeah.
You know, so we said, okay, well, let's come up with a list. And we encourage you guys to come up with a list.
Yeah, but that was our homework assignment for you all.
Homework assignment for you guys. Come up with a list explaining how much you do for a person, for your spouse, for your mate, whomever. And that will validate your appreciation more, because you can think in your mind, well, I do like 20 things. You may actually be doing 50 things.
Right.
So this is the reason for the list. Now we're going to talk about our list and then have some fun with it.
Right.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. All right. So this is my list for the things that I do for Tony.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So are we doing this now? Back. We do one. Or are you just going in with all three of your things?
I'll just
come back with 20 of mine.
I'll just read my entire list and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. Then we'll get to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all try to pay attention, because I think she got a long list.
I got a long list, y'all. Go get you a sip of coffee, some tea, some water.
Do it.
I should have probably got me some water because my mouth might get dry from all the talking I'm about to do.
Can I reply? I got to wait till after everything.
No, you can reply.
Okay, after each one, we'll talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
Fold clothes. Because you know you don't fold clothes. Now, let's be honest. You are not about to fold no clothes.
Guilty.
Okay. Make sure we have clean towels and linens.
Guilty.
Wash dishes.
Don't comment.
Create grocery lists and grocery shopping.
Wait, the dishes. Hold on. Now, we got a dishwasher. But you gotta take that off your list.
No, I don't, because I still got to load the dishwasher and clean up the kitchen.
But you're not washing the dishes.
I loading rinse them.
And washing is two
different
things.
No, we're not about to go. I, you know, you have to rinse the dishes first. You have to wipe them down, get all the crud off.
You have a spray
because
for that.
Everybody is liars when they say that you could just put the dishes in there or put the dishwasher like
it. Or just put some spray on it and then put the dishes in there.
Right, it doesn't work.
But the little power spray thing worked, right?
I did. That does work really good.
Okay, well, so you got
to
take
But I still
that.
Have to rinse it and wipe it down.
I have to point back from that.
No, you don't. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, and I will say this. This is like 90% of the time, this is what I'm doing. Okay. As far as the meals.
Guilty.
Meal prep for his dinner for work.
Mm-hmm.
Set all appointments, doctors, home repairs. If we need the cars to get service, I set all those appointments.
Like a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I now am secretary. Your secretary. A sexy secretary on top of that one.
Hey, not right now because I got my bonnet on.
Well.
If there are any issues or changes with companies, I call and resolve because you will pass me the phone real quick.
Yeah.
Does follow up for any work.
Okay.
Take his mother to the doctor.
Take his mother. How about our mother?
Well, that's your biological mother.
In-law is your mother.
That's
Quit doing
true,
that, people.
But it's still your mother.
Quit doing that. Your mother-in-law is your mother.
She is.
Go ahead.
I wash her clothes, make sure she's fed,
and that's because of her conditioning,
right? That is,
people who don't know that, so
purchase items she needs, underwear, clothes, shoes, etc. I make all of her appointments.
Which actually, you know what, I don't think that's fair, because that, yes, she's my mom, but that's not really tagged to me.
That's huh. That is.
Tag. Like you say, you do that for me, you do that for her.
But
you have a separate list and a separate show.
It's an extension for you.
All right,
it's
go
stuff
ahead.
That I take care of, so you don't have to do
it. Right, I'm messing with you, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
I act as a researcher. So when I say act as a researcher, you may say, hey, babe, can you go look up this? And then I'll look it up.
Mm.
And you'll ask for the simplest stuff. Like, I'm going to do an example. I had no problem doing this. You remember last week he called me, you said, hey, babe, can you create me a weekly schedule?
Yeah, that was for work, though.
Right, that was for work. But you said, can you create me a little template for a weekly schedule?
Because, you know, like, Excel and Access and Microsoft Word, way better than I do.
But let me tell you what I did.
Go ahead.
I went to Google.
And you Googled?
And I Googled template.
A template.
For weekly schedule.
And that's what you sent me.
And that's what I sent
you. Shame on you.
That's what I do. Like you said, can you get this or can you do this? I'm going to Google to see if something already exists.
Why okay, so my, that my, my, listen, my defense to that one. Now, I got to say something about that one. I'm glad you did. I didn't know that's all it took. But see, you have to remember I'm at work. So there's certain things we can and can't do when it comes to the internet.
And I didn't want to go on the internet.
Yeah. Well, I'm just real leery. But I didn't want to get on the internet researching nothing to get a virus, accidentally download something, cut and paste, whatever. I didn't want to get all, like, make it kind of like my own computer. I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side. So, but yes, you definitely did it. It was actually a great template. I thought you actually went on Microsoft Word and created it, but you're
maybe
telling me you just went to Google.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
No wonder you got it to me that fast. I said, I know she's good, but wow. Okay. Got it now. Go ahead.
Fill out any and all paperwork that is needed because Tony will run from completing paperwork.
I'm horrible at
He will
paperwork.
Not complete any type of paperwork.
Stuff will be waiting to get signed by me. It'd be a year before I sign that thing.
Yeah.
I can't even find it first off, but yeah.
I take our dog, Missy, to her vet appointments.
I do that too, though.
Most of the times it's me. You got to be honest about that.
I want a half a point back for that one.
Mm-mm. You can get a quarter of a point back from that
one. I'll take it. I'll take anything. Go for it.
All right. Handle financial management and ensure household bills are paid. So when I say that, I simply mean we have a joint account for where our bills come from. Mm-hmm. So you put the money into the joint account. I just actually either go online and make the bill payment, set up auto pay or whatever the case may be. I just make sure they
get
paid.
All that stuff there. Yeah, absolutely.
And then this is my last one. Oh, no, actually not.
It need to be your last one though, for the second time. You're trying to make me really bad here. Listen,
I gotta people, get, I gotta get all my stuff.
It's not a competition. Keep it's that
not.
In mind. It's not.
And you know, we should have prefaced this. This is not geared to say I do way more than you.
That's
no,
not
it's
what
not.
It's for. It definitely not.
It's not because every I may have.
Because
and
changes.
I'm gonna call it. It does change. Yeah. I may call these like the menial type of tasks and duties that I do. But when we get to Tony's list, you'll see that he does like on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we say I'm his secretary. I mean, these are my secretarial duties mm-hmm. or my assistant duties.
Sure.
I take Missy to her grooming appointments. Most of the time it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Get her medicine, food, toys, etc. And then her grooming and stuff appointments. That's with setting all appointments as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever anything needs to be done, I take time off from work with no questions asked, whether it's for Tony, his mom, or the kids. And primarily that is because my job is more flexible than
true.
With Tony. So yeah, it's easier true. For me to say, okay, I got it. Let me go ahead and let my boss know that I need to shave off a couple hours here or there.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to take the full day off.
See, I'm more important on my job than she is. So, you know, for me to take off, it's going to fall apart out there.
It probably will.
But anyway, here we go. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, Tony's list.
I had to do the intro for mine.
I don't know what that was.
Check
okay.
this out. Remember what I said, people. It's not a competition. I have to constantly say that because when you're going through this list with each other, you're probably going to argue.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
No.
You never want to say, well, I do way more than you. That takes more time. That's not what it's about. It's about appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know you did that much for me. And just validate your partner and say, you know what? I appreciate that. I had no idea until you put it down on paper. Yep. And that go both ways. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure we reiterate that. Now, I take out the trash every day. You hear me? And I live with three women now. You have my mom, Drea, and our dog Missy. If Missy could take the trash out, she would. That trash will be on the floor, piling
that's not
up
the truth.
Three oh. bags before they take it.
No.
What, 35 feet to the trash can in the garage?
No.
I don't even think it's 35 feet. It's like 25 feet.
No.
Hold on. This is my list. Hold on. So I do that in spite of the house almost smelling.
Oh, my
gosh.
Or
if I forget to take the trash out, they say, you know what? He got it. So
that's
for all the men out
he
there.
Does,
hello.
Okay, so
get that trash out.
Let me clarify this because I have to be the truth giver right here. Because you know Tony, but he will exaggerate.
Well,
the
I
heck
just
out
list.
Of something.
I just took your list. I didn't clarify anything. I said a quick comment. I was done with it.
Ooh, no, I'm about to give you a quick comment too.
You take
out the trash 95% of the time.
99% of the time.
No, 95% of the time.
Go ahead.
Because there are some times where you forget, and yeah, I will take out the trash.
Y'all let it sit for 2 days. If I forget 2 days straight,
like lately, I haven't been taking it out because you know my condition and stuff like that.
What
so
is
I have
lifting a bag. It's like 2 pounds.
It may your be more. I don't know. You be having some heavy stuff in
there. Anyway, on to the next one. Keeping the house clean. Now, I'll say a couple of things. Now, I think I clean better than I cook for sure. But we also have help. You know, we have a Roomba. Thank God for Roomba. Roomba works very well. I love it. You just tell her what to do and she get the rocking.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Brava Jet, which is a part of Roomba brand as well.
For the mopping.
And for the mopping and things mm-hmm. like that. So those products work very well. So that does make my job easier when it comes to cleaning. They basically take care of the bottom. I take care of the top. Walls, etc. Trash, lint, dirt, dusting, etc., etc., etc. Keeping the pillows in order in the living room. Things like that.
Making we both
sure
do
we
that
don't
though.
Have stuff laying around the house because you know I don't believe in like I just everything has to have a place. I'm a stickler for that. When you walk into a home, to me, your house need to be like it need to be organized. You know, disorganization and filthiness cause stress. So I don't believe in that. I think coming home, there's nothing wrong with being like, okay, you a little bit untidy because you forgot to pick this up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you walk to a house and you got junk like literally in every corner of the house, shame on you. You know, so I'm talking my house like that. I just don't believe in clutter. Clutter, it does something. It's depressing. So, you know, I'm one of them guys. Listen, let's get out the way. Every room has a purpose. Everything in that room has a place. That's just me. On to the next one.
No, hold on. I need a half a point because I also help you with this as well.
Assisting the pillows, yes.
No, but anyways.
Landscaping. Wow. You know, I like the work. You know, I love the work. I love, like, taking care of my property. I'm just a working man in general. It's just in my blood. I don't even feel
He's a laborer of the family.
Yeah, I don't feel right unless I don't put a full day's in. And that's just not only at work, but just taking care of my property. I mean, you know, your home is your castle, you know, and you should take it. To me, as a man, you healthy, able body, you need to cut your own grass, do your own edge, you need to fix everything around the house. And that's just the way I was raised. You know, some guys are different, but that's just me. I'm traditional. So I'll make sure I take care of all my own landscaping. And landscaping varies. I mean, it's, you know, obviously landscaping is summer weather, spring, fall, winter. You know, you shoveling snow, make sure the driveway is clear, you land salt, whatever. So anything involving that, I do it. Not a problem. I love to work. I love taking care of my property.
So he'll fix stuff. He'll, I have to elaborate.
I'm still on my list.
Okay. I'm trying to help you out. Go ahead.
No, you ain't gotta help me out because I still got a long way to go.
Okay.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
That's on the next thing.
Let me stay in my lane, Ms. Secretary. Let me stay in my lane.
Keeping up with maintenance of the property, fixing things, et cetera. Anything that goes wrong in this property, I can fix it. If I can't fix it, I'll call a specialist. Now, that's just how it goes. I'll say probably 90-some percent of stuff that go wrong in the property, I can fix it. I'm able to do it.
Absolutely.
That's just me. Love being able to do that. You know, making our property feel safe. I don't get paid for this. This is 24-hour security that I do to make sure my family is safe. Not only physically safe, because I blow your head off if you come in here, but let's talk about like cameras. Cameras and security equipment. I am a firm believer in, because that's part of tech. Now, if a person is going to do something, they're going to do something. But, you know, as a man, you want to protect your family as much as humanly possible. You know, want to make sure you got, like I said, I believe in weapons. Absolutely. Blow their head off. Somebody come to your house. I believe in that. I believe in also, you know, having those cameras, doorbell camera, which is great for packages and all that. And then just a couple of cameras around your property to see what's going on. It doesn't matter where you live at. Crime is everywhere. Yes, it may be more prevalent in other areas, but crime happens everywhere. You know, because we live in a pretty good neighborhood, but crime still happens here. You know, I got a friend that lives with a so-called great neighborhood, and his car got broken into, and they stole his stroller out the backseat of his car. You know, so little things like that. They went in his driveway. They didn't steal his car. They went in his driveway and saw that $500 stroller that he paid for, that he just got for his son. They stole it. So crime happens everywhere. So as a man, you know, you want to make sure everybody feels safe in the house or whatever. So all that kind of stuff, I love it. Not only for the security sake of it, because the tech stuff. I love to be able to say, okay, what does it do when you walk in front of it? And how long is the picture clips and all that? So I don't want to get too technical. We got on here too. Keeping gas in a car and making sure the cars are running optimal performance. Now, I do that. You make the appointments, but I'll make sure that we obviously have oil, coolant, make sure gas in the car, especially mine, because I remember.
You drive it.
Right, but you work from home. So you have gas, but obviously if I'm the one that's going out.
You can't get credit over putting gas
in
your own car.
I'm getting credit for that in the maintenance. Now, these cars we have, they're great, reliable cars. We love them. They're not old cars, but they're great cars, you know, and as long as you maintain the maintenance of them, they'll run. And that's just what we do. So
I'll
give you a quarter of a point back because sometimes you get your own gas.
All
working
the time.
From home when you're out and about. Oh, I need to get some gas because I'm out and about. Usually I'm at home.
How about all the time? Okay, it's very rare that you put gas. If you're with me, you'll put the gas in a car. But
okay,
you don't just say,
let
me go take your gas, take your car and make sure you got gas.
So
it
can stay parked and you're going nowhere.
Absolutely. I still do run around the city.
The city. Like what? Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay. The tech in the house. Because everybody know Drea. They know Drea personally. She don't know diddly about tech.
I don't care about tech.
And you need tech to survive in this world. Some form of tech.
My
I ain't saying you got to get.
Enough.
You ain't got to get is you know. You ain't got to get all the stuff I got. No. But some form of tech. Usually most people earn some type of smartphone, some type of technical device. If they go down or she don't understand what's going on, I'm the person to fix that.
Yeah.
And then make sure it's working.
Yeah, absolutely right.
The internet.
You brought this crap in, you fix it.
I'm a firm believer in great internet. To me, great internet is like having a great marriage. It's a requirement. Absolutely.
Our house would be in shambles. If our internet were down, the whole household would go down.
You got to have good internet in this world. I mean, especially if you're in the tech and all that kind of stuff like that. You know, make sure the computers are ran, you know, efficiently and all that. Like I said, the phones, our TVs are pretty good condition. Make sure those are running good and all that. So anything involving tech, I'll either fix it, update it, whatever. Just keep it running. Okay. All right. Now, this be my last one. This last one here, A&A Real Talk. What are we doing here on the air? You know, I produce the show. I produced a website. I created a website, updated. Anything involving a website is all on me. Anything involving editing, whether it's video, voice, doesn't matter. It's all on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I work the back end of the producing side of AA Real Talk Columbus, .com. So, and that entails a lot. I can be all day telling you specifically what I do.
It is a lot of work.
But it's just a lot of work. It's not something that you can just, if you want to do it right and you want to make it look good, you will take your time in. And you have to be creative. When I'm creating those videos, you have to be creative. Mm-hmm. They're not made for me. You know, it takes some thought and some time. So it's actually almost like a full-time job.
So those commercials that you see, that's Tony. He's doing
It's almost like a full-time job because you want to create good content and, and let the world know about your message. Hey, this is what we're trying to say to you guys. Mm-hmm. Tune in and listen. Yeah, so that's some of the things on the list that stood out the most, for sure. And I want to say this, too, about this list. This list is a great thing because I had no idea that Drea did those many things. I kind of thought about it, but I didn't even know. And then she didn't give us everything on her list. You know, neither did I. But it doesn't matter the count. I just didn't know that she did those many things for me. You know, and that makes me feel good. It makes me feel not only I need to appreciate her more, but to me, it gives me a sense of closeness to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, okay, you're worth. I knew you've always been a lot of worth to me. I'm not gonna take that from you, but your worth has been increased like 100-fold. Because I'm like, wow. Now I got a taste of this before we did the show. You know, you was one of like your first surgery when we first got married, whatever. And I kind of like, we'll just say, did your list and my list together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. You know, a light bulb popped, and I said, I didn't know that she did all that for me, because when I had to do it for myself and do it for the household, I was like, wow. So, you know, then I was like, okay, I didn't know. I think we had a conversation. Yeah. I didn't know you did that much stuff for me until you were down. So a lot of times you don't really know. That's why we're so, what we say, the reason for the show is because don't wait till somebody get down before reality kicks in.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the list. If you go through the list, you'll say, okay, I did not know my wife did this, these many things for me. Let me appreciate her more. Don't wait until somebody gets sick or somebody get hurt before you really start appreciating the person that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now. Give people their flowers while they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, Tony, I rely on Tony a lot, especially like the simplest thing that I can't figure out technology wise. I'm bugging Tony like, can you fix this? Because I'm over it. My patience is bare thin when it comes to technology. If it doesn't do what I want exactly when I want, I'm done. I'm frustrated. And just like, you know, if something were to happen to Tony, like, and it relied on me to keep the house running, like from a technical standpoint, we probably would be out here. We'll be bare bones because I wouldn't know what to do. Just like when it comes to like the remodeling and stuff like that, like Tony does, he does the brunt of the work, like painting walls and putting stuff together, lifting stuff. This man, he moved in our entire bedroom set by himself. Moved it in by himself. No help. I couldn't help. All that. I mean, that's what he does. He will figure it out. And by any means, he's not the one to say, well, I can't figure it out. I'm not doing it. Or I'm going to have somebody else do it. No, he's going to figure it out. And I really appreciate that about him. Because he takes such good care of the house, the property, and making sure everything is right and making sure that I feel safe and I feel secure. So I couldn't ask for more in that respect. Sometimes it's so easy to take things for granted because we expect it. Like it, I expect, you know, when something goes down that you're going to fix it. I expect that, you know, when we talk about things we want to do to property, just spruce it up a little bit, or we want to get something new. I expect that you're going to figure it out and you're going to get it done.
Right.
Just like you expect that when it comes to cooking and meal and some of the other tasks, you expect for me to do that. But it's in a daily routine, it's so easy just to unintentionally take the person for granted because we're so used to them doing that. And it's just like an everyday occurrence.
And I'm glad you said expect, because that's a great word. Because, you know, you have our listeners out there to say, well, you're supposed to do that because you love me. You're married to me. You're my spouse. You shouldn't have to be told thank you. Or you should know that I appreciate you. Really?
No, you still.
Let's think about it now. No, I think verbally wise, you need to say it to the person you're with. Absolutely. Yes. they know they love you. Yes, mm-hmm. they do it because they love you. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. We're not talking about that. You still need to say to your spouse or to the person you're with, thank you.
Right.
I appreciate you.
Right.
And not take them for granted. You may not literally be taking for granted and knowingly doing it.
Right.
But you need to acknowledge in your mind that, okay, we went over this list. We heard the podcast. I need to say thank you more. Yeah. You can say it right now while you talk, while you're sitting next to the person. You know, yeah. you need to acknowledge the fact that somebody's there taking care of you.
Right.
That's the whole purpose of it. Because you said earlier, the expectation, and we take people for granted, they're supposed to do that because they love me. Really, at the end of the day, they're not supposed to do anything.
Yeah, they don't have
but
to.
But pay taxes and die. That's really what they're supposed, the only thing they really can do. You know, so people are still generally doing it. Yes, the love is there, but they're still doing it because they're a great person.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know, so we have to keep that in mind that it doesn't matter how long you've been with somebody, how much you love somebody, you need to always show appreciation, whether it be verbally, whether it be buying gifts. I don't know. You need to show that person you're with giving up some leg, giving up some tail, whatever the case may be, whatever the way you want to show that appreciation to your mates. I say do it and do it nonstop.
Yeah.
That's it. And don't say that you don't have time to do it, because people make time to do what they want to do.
That's true. Facts.
When you want to do something, you'll figure out how to squeeze an hour in there, 30 minutes, 2 hours. Well, let me adjust my schedule. And that's everybody. I'm talking to myself too as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody out there.
That's
we always
true.
Find ways to do what the heck we want to do.
That's true.
So there's no reason why we can't find a way to show appreciation to our mates.
So speaking of showing appreciation, so I want you to be honest. Do you feel appreciated for all you contribute to me and all you do for me and do for the house? And how can I better show you appreciation? And don't just talk about something like automatically sex, because I know that's where your mind always goes to.
I was about to go there, but no. No, honestly, I think at different times I feel like you don't appreciate me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say every day.
Yeah,
I think it just varies. I think there are times where I'm like, okay, if I have a lot on me, then I feel like, okay, either you may be busy as well, or you forgot, or whatever. It just ain't on your mind to say thank you, babe, or I appreciate that you going an extra mile to take care of that. But it's not often. It's sporadic.
Yeah,
you know where that happens, where I experience that. But generally speaking, yes, I do feel appreciated, especially when, because we had a phase in our marriage where we had these conversations came up.
Absolutely.
You know, validation, you know, so we had these conversations, we talked about validation, and you have to understand something, people, your mate, what validates me may not validate your husband. You got to know who you're with. That's why you got to have that conversation, because what I like, your husband may not like.
Right.
Just because we're men don't mean we all like the same thing.
Right.
And that goes for women. I had to learn that, you know, so you got to figure out what you're dealing with. You got to figure out the person that, what they like, what rocks their boat, what makes them tick. And that's how you validate them. You give them what they want. Don't assume, men, that she a woman, she should like when I buy her flowers. That should do it. She a woman, she should like when I, you know, hey, here's a credit card. Go spend $1,000 on what you want. She should like that. Not necessarily.
Right.
If she ain't the type of woman, that may not do it. She may say, okay, that's cool, but it may take more. So you have to understand that. Know your woman, man. Know what type of woman you're dealing with. And I don't care how long you've been with her. You still may not know her, really.
Right.
Let's just call it like we see it. So I think men need to have that conversation with their mate and say, okay, babe, if you don't feel validated and you don't feel appreciated, what can I do to change that?
Right.
Don't assume anything, because I think that's a lot of problems. We assume what worked for one woman works for another.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So how can... what are some of the ways that really let you know that I appreciate you? When do you feel that most?
Other than sex.
Other than sex.
I think when you know, validation, I think verbal validation to me is important. I think when you say, you know what, babe, I appreciate you going the extra mile. I appreciate you. You know,
that
you did something that it took 3 men to do that. You did it by yourself. I appreciate that. I mean, because ain't a lot of guys would get, like, you actually validated me a little while ago when you said, I'm the type of guy that will not give up.
Yeah.
That made me feel good, because that's validation. You know, so to say things like that, great. It's great for me. It shows me that, okay, she realized how hard I'm working. you know, the project we did for Saturday, according
you
to
broke
the instructions,
your back this weekend.
According to the instructions, it says six people. That's what it said on the instructions. And it was, the video was good, but it says six people, these type of tools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I looked at the six number and I said, well, I ain't got six reliable friends that can help me put it together. Mm-hmm. I got to make it do what it do. And then Dre can do the best she can based off her condition.
Right.
And what do? We put our heads together, grab that table over there, grab the chair over here. The table and chair here, we had to make it work. Mm-hmm. They are going to be like two people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, climbing to the top and putting the screws up on top. So, you know, you figure out a way to make it work. So when you tell me that, when you give me that verbal validation to say, I appreciate you going extra mile, you did something that either most men would have gave up on, hire somebody to do it, or they just say, well, I ain't got the personnel, so I can't do it. Yeah. Let's just send it back. I'm not that guy.
No, you're not.
And
not
when
at
you
all.
Say that about me, that shows me that, wow, she really know me. She appreciate my character. I'm a hardworking man.
Yep.
So you're doing it. I mean, that verbal validation makes me really feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Same question applies to you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you feel, and I know you do a lot of things for me. Lord knows you do. Do you feel that I appreciate you, and if not, what can I do to make it better?
I do. I feel like, kind of like you, for the most part, I don't have any problems to where I feel taken for granted. Now, there are like a couple of times, like when, I don't know what it is, like if I'm cooking, like you have done this in the past, and I wanted to slice your head off.
Uh-oh.
Like I cook a meal, and you'll turn up your face, and you'll be, you told me one time, it's like, this tastes like air. I looked at you. I was like, this joker, this unappreciated joker.
Oh, Lord.
That's not what I said in my head, though. But we got to keep this kid friendly just in case some children are listening. He told me it tastes like air. Like this, I don't put in time in this kitchen. Or you say something, it ain't got no flavor. What? Like stuff like that, it makes us feel like you don't appreciate like,
I gotta do
the
better,
time
for
and
sure.
the effort. That I put into cooking meals. Now, there have been some meals that I was like, not my best. Or whatever. But I don't need you talking about something that ain't got no daggone flavor. Like, that's a time where that brutal honesty I don't want.
Right. That ain't
I need for you. It's not the time for it.
I need to pump
something
the brakes and keep
like,
my comments to myself.
It's not bad, but maybe like a little bit more seasoning next time. And I'll be like, okay, yeah. Because I'm already like, critiquing it in my mind.
Sure.
And I can cook, y'all. I can cook.
Amen.
But you know, it's sometimes like when you're trying new dishes.
Yeah. I mean,
and things like that, you know, you don't have the seasonings quite right yet.
Yeah. You're learning.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but don't be thinking I'll be over here just like, like I don't be cook. I don't cook my husband box meals.
Yeah. I've never been that type of guy. If you've been, you one of these new age women that be like, what are we eating for dinner? And you looking at the dude and he like, you better go to McDonald's Burger King. I'm not that guy. I don't know how guys do it. I'd be like,
meals.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. I'd be like, holler at me when we take cooking class. And I'm not saying that's a woman's duty. I'm talking about me. I think that what man don't want a woman that can't, that don't know how to cook?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm a traditional guy. I ain't talking about you got to be a chef. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is I think as a woman, you should be able to go into a house, right? Your home, cook a nice meal for your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too much to ask for. That's just how I'm traditional. If you have to eat out more than you're cooking at home, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
Not only health-wise, but especially if you got kids.
Yeah.
That's not good for you. I think eating out, to me, is sporadic. I think you should eat out, like, maybe, this is my personal opinion. Everybody's different. I say maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, like, twice a month or something.
Yeah.
It's not something that should
be
like
an everyday
routine. You shouldn't be eating out more than you cooking meals at home.
Yeah.
That's just, I'm not with that.
I agree with that. Yep, I agree with that. So, I mean, that's the only time, but it doesn't happen often. I think you really appreciate me. And I think even like from my first surgery, after we had gotten married,
not on that one.
And when you really had to hold down the fort, and you had to do everything, you had to do the meals and things of that nature and all the little things that I did that I couldn't do.
The meals, the secretarial stuff, all that. I think
that gave you a new appreciation because I think in your mind at that point, you was like, oh, this is easy. This is nice. She don't really do that much. But then when you actually had to do that, you was like, well, dang, it wasn't
shut me up quick.
What I thought it was. Right. So I think that gained a new appreciation for you. So it's very rare that I feel underappreciated.
No, thank you for I thank you for that. And this doesn't stop, listeners. You know, you don't just think, okay, after this podcast or, you know, you guys exchange lists, it stops there. You have to continue to show that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a marriage. You know, you have to continue to work at it. It's not something that just, okay, it's going to stay. You're going to stay in happy land throughout the marriage. It doesn't work like that, you know? No. So anything requires work that's worth keeping.
Yeah. And even if your mate, like if it's a something that's going on and your mate says, well, you know what? I feel like you're taking me for granted right now. Don't get on the defensive about that, because that's the feelings that they're experiencing.
Sure.
So listen to that. Check yourself and say, you know what? I'm sorry about that. I apologize. What can I do better?
Right. Do it. And see, that's another thing, too. And this is probably another extenuation to another show, but I'm going to throw this quick comment in. Don't just say, okay, I'm sorry. I'll do better. Do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people say, well, I'm tired of you saying I'm sorry. You need to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take it from that mentality. Be sorry. Are you really sorry? Because if you're not changing, you're not really sorry, are you?
Right.
If you haven't made at least an effort to do better, are you truly sorry?
Yeah. You got to make some type of effort.
Right. You got to put some action behind it. So you acknowledge verbally, but then you need to put some action behind it and allow yourself some time to get better, to be a better person.
And that's why I like following it up with, you know, what can I do better? Because you're getting from the person. You're not going off of your own assumptions of what you need to do to make this first person feel appreciated. But you're asking them, like, what can I do to make you feel appreciated? And then you're acting on that.
That's my point.
Yeah,
you have to act on it. Don't just say it.
Yep.
Do it.
Yep.
All right.
I absolutely agree. So.
Word of the day.
Yes. Word of the day. The word of the day today is vax hole. Vaxhole.
Can you spell that for us?
I sure can.
That sound like something that I'm thinking. My mind.
It's not sex related. Just
when
FYI. I saw
when you said hole, I was like, oh, okay.
Jeez.
No, but anyway. Jeez. Go ahead.
This man, right? You can tell he's been deprived for the few.
Oh, Lord.
Few
listen,
weeks
that's another show.
That's a whole other topic, right?
We're not about to get all into that right now. Go ahead.
Vaxhole is spelled V A X like X ray, H O L E like echo. And this is one who has been fully vaccinated for the COVID-19 virus and brags about it.
Mm.
So here it is used in a sentence. 2 weeks after the second shot, and that vax hole is posting selfies from a Cancun bar.
Vax hole, huh?
I'm not vax hole yet. Well, so I guess
our mom is.
Your mom is, yeah. I get my first shot this week.
Mm.
I'm working on trying to get you scheduled.
Yeah, I just gotta get scheduled. Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult. Like, I feel like Ohio Health
open
is
to the
only
masses.
One.
What is it? 16 and up now. So it's just like
for the most part.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
Ain't it 16 and up right now?
It is.
I know they had the age thing going on, but now it's 16 and up.
Yeah. Right. Except for the VA. VA is still going on because they still have limited quantities.
Yeah, they have limited quantities if you're a veteran. And I'm waiting for, I guess, my turn when the vaccine actually is available to veterans, and I'm gonna go to the VA and get mine. But
yeah,
that's what that is on.
We're gonna get you taken care of so we can both be vax holding.
I'm gonna be vax holding without the vaccine.
Oh Lord.
I'm already vax holding right now. I don't need the vaccine, people.
Like, you know, that's little Tony's scary.
I got God and faith. I don't need that. Tony, I don't need nothing shot in my doggone body.
No, Tony be looking like my girlfriend's trying to come up. He's like, like, I'm going to stay in my little corner of the house. Y'all keep yourselves out there.
With your mask on.
Right.
Absolutely. Just because you in here and we all COVID-free, still keep your doggone mask on. I ain't trying to hear that. Get
he
in the corner, keep
no
your
games.
Damn mask on.
Y'all 6 feet apart.
Exactly.
Like, he ain't playing no games with it, boy.
Mm-hmm. You already know. All right. Well, we love y'all. And until next time.
Peace out. If you have a question or situation you would like advice on, you can contact us at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com, or you can check us out on our website at www.aarealtalkcolumbus.com. Also, be sure to look for us on Instagram or Facebook using the handle aarealtalkcolumbus. Don't forget to share with your friends. Thank you for listening to A&A Real Talk Columbus, where our goal is to bring people closer together through conversation.